morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, July 5th, 2018. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we're going to have southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, beginning around midday, starting out with light winds earlier in the day. Wind waves less than 1 foot today, but becoming southwest 2 feet high at about 4 seconds apart in the afternoon. Southwest swells about 2 feet at 16 seconds apart. Patchy fog early in the morning, so fairly mellow day out there on the water. And today we're going to be talking about an accident that happened in June in Texas, where a veteran Marine pilot, fell to his death while in the course of doing his work. And I wanted to share this story to remind you how all these unseen jobs that we see on the waterfront, well, we don't see them. I tell you about them or you know about them from other means, but basically there's a lot going on out there on the water, and a lot of it is very dangerous, and sometimes things go wrong. In this case, equipment failure was the cause, and so we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 6 inbounders, we have 5 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the ANSAC Enterprise, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. She's a dedicated soda ash ship. She's coming in from Japan, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage, but she's going to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash for export. The training ship, the Golden Bear, is arriving from San Francisco. She is the California Maritime Academy training ship. She will pass Astoria this morning, maybe around 7:30. She passed by Astoria, heading up to the shipyard in Portland. She could be going there for some sort of maintenance or repair. She's been in Astoria in recent years. I got to interview some of the cadets on board, and boy, they were a dedicated bunch of young people who just really love their work. So very inspiring. Next is the Grand Mercury arriving from Japan. She's a car carrier. She has brand new Toyotas on board, and I saw her pass the Astoria waterfront at about 8 o'clock this morning on her way to the port of Portland. She'll be on the river for about 6 to 8 hours in order to get up there to the port of Portland from here off Astoria. The Lady Maria Ocean is arriving from Russia. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, arriving there maybe around 9:30 this morning. She's a wheat ship, but ultimately she will head upriver to pick up wheat. The articulated tug and barge, the Pride, is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 1:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland around 7:30 in the evening. The Star Challenger is arriving from Los Angeles. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage, but she will ultimately head up to the port of Portland to pick up potash. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Chemtex Pioneer. She left very early, around just a little bit after midnight, for Kalama, to the port of Kalama, so maybe got there by about 5 a.m., picking up corn, soy, or wheat there are her possible cargoes. And the Lady Maria Ocean coming in today will be heading out at about 11 o'clock tonight to go up to the port of Vancouver to pick up wheat. And that leaves the Angelic Zephyr, the Bonanza YR, and the Annika N all awaiting orders in the off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. And our outbounders, the Pan Unity, is heading out of Kalama. Corn, soy, or wheat are her possible cargoes, leaving around 4 a.m. So that would put her past Astoria maybe around 9 a.m. outbound. The Pelican State is a tanker. I think she's heading out of Portland around 9 a.m., a petroleum tanker. She could pass Astoria outbound then around 3 p.m. The Sea Wind is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 6 p.m., somewhere around 9:30 p.m. You might see her pass Astoria outbound. And the Hino is leaving Longview, I think logs on board there around 6:30, so around 10 p.m. you might see her pass Astoria. Well, on every ship, most ships, certainly the cargo ships that are foreign flagged, which are most of our ships here, on board is a marine pilot. And you don't, unless you're really watching, you don't really see this process. If you watch the pilot boats go out to and from the ships here, you can sometimes see a pilot climbing a ladder to get up into a ship. Pilot boarding and disembarking from ships is at least in my opinion, the most dangerous, physically dangerous part of their jobs. And I want to tell you about a very tragic accident that happened in Texas and talk a little bit about the danger of the inherent in this line of work and inherent in maritime work, period. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating the death of a veteran ship pilot at the port of Corpus Christi. This happened in June 16th. He reportedly fell while boarding a ship. according to news reports. According to a statement reported by the local newspaper there, the Coast Guard received a report of two people in the water in the La Quinta Channel. A Good Samaritan vessel recovered both people before the Coast Guard arrived, but one of them was unconscious when pulled from the water. The victim was identified as one of the Corpus Christi pilots. I'd been a pilot since 1989, 1991, so a very experienced. He was the third most senior pilot at the port of Corpus Christi, and he fell to his death because of the failure of a gangway ladder. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this, what happened, and how the risk that is involved in these in the maritime industry. Ships are industrial areas, a lot of hard metal, a lot of equipment that anything could potentially fail, of course. But you may have seen these gangway ladders on ships sometimes. You'll see the rope ladder for the pilot, and then you'll see an angled metal stairway that comes down to meet the ladder. And so sometimes a pilot will hop off the rope ladder and take that stairway, that gangway, up to the ship. Well, this pilot evidently stepped on the gangway, and it collapsed. And so this is a problem with equipment that cost this person their life. That at least is the supposition here. There's an investigation happening. So this person fell about 20 feet into the water next to a moving ship with a moving pilot boat next to it. And when you're right next to a ship, it's very dangerous. There's suction from the propeller. There's just issues with the displacement of so much water. There are a lot of issues there that could cause harm to someone. And so this person died in the course of their work. This is very rare. People have died in the course of working on the Columbia as pilots. But basically, this is a very difficult job. And one of the scary parts for the pilots on this is that a ship coming in from a foreign country, that gangway ladder is maintained by the ship itself. It's not something the pilots have a lot of control over. And so in this case, if they find out that this ladder was not maintained properly and collapsed because of corrosion, that is an issue of liability right there. But it's liability that costs someone their life. And I know from knowing pilots and talking to them, interviewing them over the years, that safety is a really big deal for them and for everyone in the maritime industry. People do all they can to ensure their safety, and yet sometimes things still go wrong. So this is the kind of thing that, there are people on ships doing this kind of work every day off Astoria. Pilots climbing up and down ladders, boarding ships via helicopter. That's another risky thing to do. They do this day in and day out, and it's very rare that anything bad happens. But when it does, sometimes it can be fatal, as it was in this case. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.